Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. That's me. Thank you for joining me. Yes, yes, it's a new episode. If you've been following the show, you know that I have been on hiatus for a good few months. That's because I am adjusting to my new role as a mama, and I don't have time for everything, which I'm sure you can relate to on some level. And so I have been putting the show on hold and just trying to find time here and there to do these episodes for you when I can. However, in the fall, I will be back to doing these more regularly. I'm going to have a different schedule. So the show will be returning later on in 2016. I have missed doing the radio show. I love it, and it's always a joy for me to connect with you in this way. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate that you listen. So I want to make the most of your time right now. And we're going to talk about the astrological energies of the summer, 2016, right now. And I'm actually broadcasting on the summer solstice. It is June 20th. It is the day of the longest light here in the northern hemisphere. And it's a time when we bloom, we blossom. Look at what is coming up and out and forth for you. What is ready to be offered, to be shared, to be given? The summer solstice is when we set these intentions. And we look at what has transpired since the winter solstice back on December 21st. And during that time, we were more introverted, reflective. We turn inward. We look at how far we've come and where we want to go next. And here we are 6 months later, and we're looking at what we're ready to create. What lights you up? What inspires you? What gives you energy? It's invigorating. That is your calling right now. That is your adventure. Now, the summer solstice is also important this year because there's a full moon. The full moon actually already occurred, and it was at 29 degrees of Sagittarius. And any time we have that 29 degree point activated, it's a sign of completion. It's the very last degree before the planet moves into 0 degree of the next sign. So the moon was at 29 degrees of Sagittarius, signaling a completion point, a point of mastery, the ending of something. And if you want more information, you look in your natal astrology chart for 29 degrees of Sagittarius. And that tells you what is complete for you. You can find your natal chart, your natal astrology chart for free at astro.com. If you've listened to the show, you know I reference that website a lot. Astro.com. You create a free account and you enter in your birth information, and it will pull up for you your natal chart. It'll also give you your personal daily horoscope, and it also gives you a short report forecast. I recommend those two links. Personal daily horoscope, short report forecast. So you get that information and you tune in to more of your energies and how these cycles are working with you. So we have this full moon, 29 degrees Sagittarius, showing us where we've grown, what we've come to understand. It shows us how we arrived at our beliefs, our understandings, our perspective. And it asks us to look at where we're ready to shift and change and move into a higher understanding. Where are you ready to go next? And that's what the summer is going to be about. Your next steps, your next changes, your next forward motions. And these energies have been quite dynamic since last fall. If you've been feeling like you're standing on quicksand or that you don't have a steady foundation, I want you to know that that's normal right now. And it's because we have these planets all interacting in mutable signs. We have Jupiter in Virgo, asking us to look at the details, the improvements, the daily habits that we're employing to go for our life vision. We have Saturn in Sagittarius asking us to look at our foundation and our next dream, our next vision. What do we want to commit to building? Then we have Neptune in Pisces, reminding us about the bigger principles of faith and trust and forgiveness and compassion, and that everything changes, that our lives are always changing. We're always letting go of something. We're always shifting. And that there's a spiritual component here. It's a spiritual purpose. It's why you want to know your spiritual gifts. It's why you want to know your life purpose or your soul's journey. Neptune in Pisces is pushing us for those answers and understanding. So these three planets, Jupiter, Saturn, and Neptune, have all been engaged in what's called a T-square. And they're all interacting with each other, and it's creating this constant motion. It's like you feel like you can't freaking grasp something. It's like, why does what I want keep changing? Why can I not really count on something working out? Why do I, you know, grasp something and it just changes? It keeps moving. It keeps shifting. That's meant to keep you evolving and spiraling up to a higher perspective. It's also meant to help you work on those trust muscles. Because the more you trust, the stronger you get with trusting. And it's meant to help you with your faith and belief in yourself. So if nothing's panning out yet, if things aren't showing up, if you're like, what's with all the frickin' delays? Why can I not get this lined up? Relax, because it's not time. And that means the gears are still shifting in your favor. The gears are still moving. The universal gears, God's gears, your higher self's gears, your soul's gears, they're all still moving to get you to that next better place. But your job right now is to find your peace with the changes, to not be too hard on yourself about it. Don't expect yourself to have it all figured out, or don't expect perfection. And you're also not supposed to go into the victim stuff or the martyr stuff or the self-pity or the blame. You're meant to stay in a place of feeling solid in yourself and feeling connected to these cycles. Now, this energy, this dynamic energy is going to keep unfolding through the summer. And it's going to start to feel a bit more solid in the fall. So make your plans for the fall. And think about it as it's back to school time, right? It's back to work. It's back to life. It's back to schedules, reliability, routine. That's going to show up for us more in the fall. We're going to have firmer ground to stand on. So how can you play right now? How can you have some fun this summer? How can you just, you know, take off the burdens from your shoulders and release and just tap into the joy that's always there, but we get so worked up in our minds, right? If you're looking for a big life change, be planning that. Be ready for that. You know, take the steps you need to right now. If you want a new job, do the research. Tune up your resume. Reach out to your network. You know, take the steps. But for most of us, it's going to be the fall when we have more alignment. And that's because of these bigger planets and how they're interacting and how they're not making it easy for things to be stable. What's going to happen is Jupiter will move into Libra in late August. So he's going to step away from that three-way dance. We're also going to have Saturn finally moving forward and really, you know, letting us put down the brick stones, if you will, the brick in the foundation. Saturn goes direct August 13th. Neptune is actually retrograde right now. It just turned retrograde in June, middle of June, and it's going to be retrograde until November. So we are revisioning, meaning you're going to be putting down your foundation and your bricks, and you're going to have greater clarity about that next dream, and that's in August. But until November, there's going to be pieces of it that are going to keep shifting and changing. So allow that. Trust that. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Leave four eggs out. Okay? Leave some eggs out of your basket. Those are your Neptune eggs. Those are the eggs that are going to help you stretch a little bigger. The other thing we have going on right now that's quite big is we have Uranus in Aries at 23 degrees. This is new territory for Uranus. Previously, Uranus was only at 19, 20, 21 degrees and went retrograde. So now Uranus is moving forward into new territory in Aries, 23 degrees. And Uranus is going to keep moving forward. He goes to 24 degrees until late July. And he's going to sit at 24 degrees and 23 degrees until the end of September. Uranus in Aries is firing up our individuality, our creative ideas, our soul intelligence, our soul wisdom. It's firing up our independence. It's firing up our courage. Courage. So if you have planets at 22, 23, 24 degrees of Uranus, you're really feeling this. It's a breakout energy. I'm not going to let anyone tell me what the F to do. I am getting out of here. I am gone. Uranus is fast. It's lightning. It takes off. It strikes out. For better or for worse, it can strike out verbally. It can strike out physically. But it's that energy of get me out of here. I am being restrained and I'm not going to have it anymore. I'm not going to be held back. I am not going to be denied who I am. So we're feeling that collectively. And you might be feeling it more personally. But it's the energy of, I have to do this. This is so me. This is 100% who I really am. This is discovering who you really are. So on top of that, literally on top of that, we have Eris in Aries at 23 degrees. And Eris is known as a dwarf planet. It's similar to Pluto. In fact, she's kind of known as Pluto's little sister. She's just beyond Pluto in the solar system, newly discovered, hanging out in the shadows. And she is the feminine shadow energy. She's an angry girl. Eris, it's spelled E-R-I-S. Eris is angry feminine energy. Eris is associated with how female anger has been hidden, denied, displaced, how it hasn't been seen, how we don't know how to address it. She comes forth as bitchy, aggressive, angry, rage. She's associated with rape. She's been raped. She's felt disempowered. She's felt all of these deep-seated emotions in the feminine collective. And she is being activated right now. And so that's why we see these stories, these horrible incidences of rape that are coming to light. That is the gift, my friend. I have actually worked. I was a peer counselor for women who have been victims of sexual assault. And I've heard many stories, you know, that'll make you cry. And yet these stories were never heard. And so we are now allowing these stories into the light to be heard. And it shows up as anger because it's hurt and it's pain. And it shows up aggressively because it doesn't want to be denied or put in the shadows anymore. It comes forth to be heard. And so you may be feeling this in yourself on some level. This, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to be in the shadows. I'm not going to be ignored. You might feel in yourself this anger, this rage coming up. And if you do, embrace it. It's time. This energy is being activated because it's time. Now, it does matter how you activate it. It does matter what actions you take. It's important to be heard. It's important to feel it. It's important to be authentic. It's important to own it. Uranus is activating this energy off and on for the next year. And so through the summer, that feminine anger is coming up. But we have to choose our consciousness around it. It can come up unconsciously. It can come up consciously. It can come up with awareness. It can come up with the knowingness that it is time. Now, the Uranus and Eris energies are in Aries. Aries gets mad. Aries gets pissed. And it happens quickly, okay? It lets it out. It's karate. It's any kind of fast movements where you're like, oh, I just have to kickbox, I need to move it, please do that. Please allow the energy to physically move through you, because Aries is about the physical body. If you withhold this anger, if you don't let yourself move it out, that's where it does the real damage and harms you. So it's a time to be active with your anger. It's a time to move it through in some capacity. Now, when we have these big energies, we look to the planets for more information, for the bigger, for more of the story. Because Uranus and Eris are in Aries, we look to Mars, because Mars is the ruler of Aries. So then we look to Mars. Well, right now, Mars is retrograde in Scorpio. And it's going to be retrograde until the end of June. And then it will move forward in Scorpio. And Mars will go back into Sagittarius August 3rd. So from now until the beginning of August, we have Mars in Scorpio. Scorpio is actually more angry than Aries, okay? These are the two planets that deal with anger, rage, resentment, emotional turmoil. They're not nice together in their lower unconscious states, Scorpio and Aries paired together. There's a lot of emotional energy there that is very deep and just brings out the worst in someone. They're both associated with anger. However, Aries moves through anger fast. And Scorpio churns, resentment, rage, jealousy, manipulation. It's really deep with Scorpio. With Mars and Scorpio, those energies are going to come up and out of the depths. It's in the darkness. But it's meant to teach us where we're holding these energies. It's meant to show us where we're working with these energies. If you have Aries and Scorpio in your astrology chart, if it's significant for you, these would be your life themes. Anger management would be a life theme. Dealing with deep emotions is a life theme. That anger, the resentment, the jealousy, manipulation, all that stuff, you want to be aware of it so you can work with it consciously. Because these are also gifts. They're the gifts of transformation. But in the collective, there's just a lot of turmoil. And so we have to be able to address it and see it. Now, Mars is going to move back into Sagittarius in August, and that's when we're going to have higher perspective. We're going to be teachable, okay? So right now we're in class. In August, we're going to understand it. We're going to be teachable. We're going to have new wisdom. We're going to have that perspective and the understanding of, oh, that's what I was learning. That's what I was feeling. That's what was coming up. I feel that anything with Scorpio, it can be quite karmic. It can be rooted in other lifetimes. It can be deeply rooted in our unconscious. So if you had some kind of trauma when you were younger, that would be the root of that Scorpio anger, rage. If this is where we go and sit on a psychologist's couch, or we talk to a therapist, we talk to a counselor. It's a beautiful summer for that if you have that inclination at all. So we have some big energies moving through, and, you know, the shifts and the changes are just part of this force right now. But you can have this perspective of taking the steps you need to with faith and trust in yourself, knowing God is right there with you, the universe loves you, there's nothing wrong. We're running short on time. I just have a few minutes left here. And I wanted to mention really quickly that starting in July, I'm teaching an astrology class all about love, romance, and partnership. In your chart, it shows you who you're attracted to, why you pull them in, what type of partnership you really want, the type of energy you need to make a commitment in marriage. Your astrology chart has that full story. We're going to talk about that. And this class starts July 2nd. You can find the link here in the radio show description. You can also find it on my website, consciouscoolchic.com/astrology-classes. This is meant to help you get an understanding around why you can date someone or have a strong sexual connection with someone, and that's it. Or why you feel that you're activating lower unconscious energies. It also, your chart also shows you what qualities are a good match for you in partnership, in marriage, if you want that. Once you hone in on that, it helps you bring it into your life because nothing else is on your radar. You know what you're looking for and you know what you need. So check that out. That is going to be an awesome, awesome class. It's already getting some great enrollment, and I'm excited for people to understand this about themselves. The other thing I want you to know about is a book project, modernheroinesoulstories.com. Modernheroinesoulstories.com. If you have learned something pivotal in your life, if your journey has brought you to new wisdom, new inspiration, new understandings that you know would help more women, then you are invited to submit an essay about your journey. And the beautiful thing about this book, my friend, is that it is going to pay it forward, meaning all of the book proceeds are going to be donated to Women for Women International to help other women build their dreams. Women for Women International provides education, business training, and practical life skills for women in war-torn countries. And so you will find that this is a beautiful collective energy that we are co-creating together. So check out modernheroinesoulstories.com. It's open to everybody. You do not need to be a published author. You do not need to be a professional writer. If you have a story to share, check this out, okay? Because it's all about honoring your journey, truly honoring your journey and what you have experienced, knowing it can help more people. I hope to have more episodes for you coming up this summer. But as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I will be back in the fall with more weekly episodes. And in the meantime, please know that you are supported in your changes. You are supported as you move forward. And your job, your responsibility is to continue to embrace yourself with love, acceptance, and peace, and to know that wonderful things are happening now. Even if you can't see them, even if you're not sure about them, please believe in that, okay? I will see you online on my Facebook page or check out the website, consciouscoolchic.com. Join my email list. I send out weekly inspirational emails there. Take good care, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.